As the famous quote goes, it's the economy, stupid. And the data and numbers crunchers have been busily crunching away, trying to peer into the future to figure out what lies ahead for Michigan over the next 10 years in terms of jobs and pay. And the verdict? Michigan's economic axis is tilting west. Bridge Magazine's Rick Hagland recently looked at this shift. Welcome back to Stateside, Rick.
Good to be with you.
And joining us for the conversation is Don Grimes, who's with the Institute for Research on Labor, Employment, and the Economy at the University of Michigan. Good to have you back with us, Don.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Rick, the overall projections are indicating Michigan will have some of the slowest job gains in the nation over the next 10 years. So let's talk first about the entire state. How much job growth should we see over the next 10?
The projections, I think, are around 6% growth. Expected over the next 20 or 30 years. So
okay.
fairly slow going compared to where we need to be.
Yes. But as you write and point out in your piece for Bridge, not all regions are going to fare the same. So where do we expect to see the job growth?
Well, we'll be seeing it primarily in the more urban areas of the state, and also places that are near water. The biggest growth is going to be in the Grand Rapids area, the largest percentage growth. Traverse City is another hot spot, Ann Arbor. Although Detroit, Metro Detroit, the three-county region there, is projected to have the slowest growth. I mean, obviously, the most gross number of jobs will be in the Metro Detroit area.
And the three regions that you talk about, West Michigan, Traverse City, and Ann Arbor, are expected to generate jobs at twice the rate of that Metro Detroit region. We're looking at 116,507 jobs to be added by 2023, and that's compared with slightly more than 71,000 in the Tri-County area. Don Grimes, why is this?
Well, I think you can really look at sort of two major aspects. One, as Rick said, is the water. And the west coast of Michigan, the lakefront property is on beaches. A lot of the east coast, if you're going up Lake Huron shore, it's a little rockier. So I think that those beaches and in the natural environment over in the west coast is a great advantage. The second is that the city of Grand Rapids appears to be much more advanced in its revitalization of the city itself than the city of Detroit. There's some evidence that the city of Detroit is turning around, but it's not nearly as far advanced as an attractive place for young professionals to live and work.
And what does that look like? What does that mean? What are they doing in Grand Rapids that is attracting these young professionals?
Well, I think there's been a really strong civic and governmental commitment to revitalizing the downtown, and it's been going on for years. And so you've sort of seen the relocation of parts of Grand Valley University to downtown Grand Rapids area, working on improving the riverfront. And I don't think you've got the same divisive sort of politics that you have in the Detroit area, including this bankruptcy, which has clearly been a setback for the city of Detroit.
Now, Don, what other obstacles are ahead when it comes to growing jobs in our state?
We're really beginning to get very tapped out in terms of our potential workforce in Michigan because of our aging of our population, which is really dramatic. I mean, Michigan is a heavy baby boomer state. In other words, we have a lot of people who are now in their 50s, in their early 60s even, and those people are going to rapidly be approaching retirement age now, even if you assume that some of them continue to work because they have to or they want to. Eventually, at some point, those people are going to be forced out of the labor force for health reasons, if no other reason. And essentially,
yeah,
That's going to really hurt our ability to grow jobs in 3 or 4 years and more.
And then, so that circles back to the constant battle cry of get these millennials to want to come back to Michigan and settle and work and live here.
Exactly correct. And
yeah,
That's actually, Grand Rapids is actually very successful in attracting young professional workers into the Grand Rapids area. And then, of course, that's why the entire beachfront, the lakefront, is so important, because that, again, that creates a nice natural environment that makes it attractive to young and older workers as well. You have to have a place that people want to move to in the future. That's really critical, is that the people and where they want to live is going to be the key guiding for public policymakers going out 10, 20, 30 years. It's not going to be trying to, you know, to attract these businesses to come to where your plant is. It's going to be trying to attract people to move to your state or region.
If you just joined us, that's Don Grimes, who's with the Institute for Research on Labor, Employment, and the Economy at the University of Michigan. And he's joined with by Bridge Magazine writer Rick Hagland as we look at projections for job growth in Michigan over the next 10 years. And your piece in Bridge, Rick, really covers so many of these areas as far as West Michigan, Grand Rapids, and Traverse City and Ann Arbor. And I'm wondering what Don had just referred to about the baby boomers and retiring. I know a lot of folks, Rick, who've retired in Traverse, who they intend to. And you wonder, what does that mean for companies who need to hire workers? Could that really hit that Traverse area and slow it down?
Yes, it could. You know, Traverse City, as you mentioned, has really become kind of an attractive place for retirees. On the other end, you know, a fair number of younger people want to live there as well. And part of it, you know, part of it has to do with the attractive natural resources up there being on the bay. But the other thing that's going on in Traverse City is it's becoming a more urban area. And the projections are that the Traverse City area will officially become Michigan's newest metropolitan area when the next census is taken in 2020. So it's got things going for it. It's kind of a foodie town. It's a bit of a tech town. It's a, you know, a craft beer and wine, you know, winery sort of thing that that attracts younger workers. And I think they're focusing on that to try to attract more of a younger workforce there.
That was Rick Hagland from Bridge Magazine, and he was joined by Don Grimes with the Institute for Research on Labor, Employment, and the Economy at the University of Michigan.